Welcome to the Sermon Podcast by Church of the Nazarene. Stay tuned for the latest updates and new episodes by subscribing. Find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Join us live every Sunday morning at 9 on our YouTube channel. For in-person worship, join our English services at our Harrisonburg and Elkton campus at 9 and 10:30. Or our Spanish service at our Harrisonburg location at 11:45. Explore Celebrate Recovery every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in.
We are on week two of our series, Names of Jesus. So what's in a name? Names have meanings. Take the name Sherry. It means darling, beloved, dearest. I hear some laughter. The name Richard means brave ruler or strong king. The name Stephanie means crown, wreath, or garland. The Bible is full of names, and those names are full of meaning. In the Bible, a person's name had great significance. It reflected that person's character. Take the name Abraham. It means father of a nation. Or the name Moses, which means to draw out of water. The name Hannah means favor or grace. And today, we're going to dive in to the name of Jesus, Wonderful Counselor. This name refers to him as a divine God with extraordinary wisdom and insight. Jesus, our Wonderful Counselor, not only gives us wise counsel, he also has the power to resolve and grace to help. As a Wonderful Counselor, he does not just give counsel. He pours in the power for a successful resolution to your problems. There are numerous stories throughout the Gospels that demonstrate Jesus' ability to provide wise counsel and to comfort his people. Every instance, always showing Jesus offering counsel or teaching as a reflection of the title, Wonderful Counselor. For example, the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. John chapter 4, that's verses 7 through 30. Jesus, the Wonderful Counselor, provides wise counsel and comfort to the woman at the well. He helped her to face her past and trade her shame for salvation. In this story, we see the protagonist going from miserable to missionary as she scurries from the well, anxiously desiring to go share the good news of Jesus with others. By studying the names of Jesus, we get to know him better. Each name of Jesus recorded in the Bible is a way through which we see him more clearly and know him better. And knowing him better is essential so we can reflect his character to the world around us. Please turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and the scripture will also be on the screen. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let us pray together. Oh God, may we hear from your word today. Wonderful Counselor, Jesus, you are the answer. You knew us while you were forming us in our mother's womb. You know every detail about us, our fears, our struggles, our successes. Lord, you knew exactly where we are. You love us without judging. Father, please speak to us today. Give us your wise counsel. Renew us. Give us hope, as there are folks in this room who are weary. Lord, we exalt you. Oh, Lord, we ask these things in your holy name, we pray. Amen. A short background of the book of Isaiah. Chapter 6 is when Isaiah answers the call and he is commissioned as a prophet. God tells us that Isaiah, you know, he says to go and speak to Judah's king Ahaz, who, you know, at that time is terrified because there's, you know, the possibility of an invasion between Syria and Israel. But Isaiah promises that this invasion will never happen. Instead, both nations will soon be destroyed. So in the midst of the darkness, Isaiah prophesied that God would send the Wonderful Counselor to save his people. The Wonderful Counselor will come as a baby to a virgin. Isaiah is proclaiming the message of hope through the name Wonderful Counselor. The birth of baby Jesus fulfilled God's promise. The word wonderful in the English language means exciting wonder. But do we really use that word to describe exciting wonder? I mean, we often use wonderful like this. It was a wonderful party. The meal was wonderful. You did a wonderful job. It appeared in many cases, perhaps the word wonderful has lost its power of excitement. Matthew Henry, best known for his 6-volume biblical commentary in the exposition of the Old and New Testament, said, when explaining the name of Jesus as Wonderful Counselor, justly is he called wonderful, for he is both God and man. His love is the wonder of angels and glorified saints. In his birth, death, resurrection, and ascension, he was wonderful. A constant series of wonders attended him. And without controversy, great was the mystery of godliness concerning him. The awe of wonder in the word wonderful. The Hebrew word for wonderful, pele, which expresses the wonder, the divine intervention or miraculous events that reveal God's power and majesty. Who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods, little g, God? In ancient Israel culture, wonders and miracles were seen as direct manifestations of God's presence and power. The Israelites believed that God performed these acts to demonstrate his sovereignty, to deliver his people, and to affirm his covenant with them. The concept of Pele is deeply rooted in the understanding that God is actively involved in the world and that his actions transcend beyond human understanding. Jesus is our wonderful counselor. He is the wonder of Christmas. The word counselor in the Merriam-Webster dictionary says, a counselor is a person who gives advice or counseling. So several examples. A school counselor, they're there to help students academically, socially, emotionally, with their well-being within the school setting. And then a lawyer. A lawyer is a counselor. They're a licensed professional who advises and represents us, like in legal matters. A marriage counselor. Marriage is not something that should be entered into lightly. So prior to marriage, Thomas and I, we went to Pastor Kerry Willis for premarital counseling. Pastor Kerry, he helped us identify our strengths as a couple and also growth opportunities. Pastor Kerry provided counsel to assist us with overcoming conflict, otherwise known as the crazy cycle. To this day, we both know that when we are in the midst of a difficult conversation, that one of us has to be the grown-up and stop talking. Even sometimes walking away and allowing a cool-down period so we can discuss things with a level head. Pastor Kerry asked us great questions to help us better understand our expectations about marriage and to address our differences. For those of you who know us, well, okay, you know that we are totally different. You've heard opposites attract. God knew what he was doing when he put us together. There are many different types of counselors. Mental health counselors, substance abuse counselors, grief counselors, and so many more. And each play a vital role in addressing specific challenges that individuals face. In the Bible, Jesus is our wonderful counselor. And my desire is for you to know Jesus as your wonderful counselor. He cares about you. He is your ultimate source of wisdom and guidance for whatever you're facing. He'll listen. He'll provide comfort and direction in all situations. He fully knows you, and he loves you unconditionally. When referring to the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew verb for a counselor is ya'atz. Ya'atz means to advise or counsel. It's used in the context of providing guidance, making decisions, or offering wisdom. In the biblical context, ya'atz is frequently associated with wise and godly counsel, as well as the decisions for leaders and for prophets. So in the Bible, the role of counselor was significant, as it could influence the direction of a nation or the outcome of a situation. Pele Yaats, wonderful counselor, the promised one. I have two personal stories of the wonderful counselor in my life. And if I had time, I could share for hours about the wonderful counselor speaking to me in my life. But that's another day. Jesus, the wonderful counselor, used Opal Rush in my life. I met Opal when I started attending the Tampa Church of God in 1988. I was 25 years old, and life was all about me. I was selfish, and I was always looking for the next high or the next party. I had many vices in my life before Jesus. There were several precious women at the Tampa Church who were wonderful Christian counselors for the Lord to me. For 7 years, almost every Sunday, I drove Opal to and from church. Opal's heart was to reach the inner city people for Jesus. My total drive time with Opal was 1 hour each week. So we talked about a lot within an hour. These drives were a blessing, even in the midst of city traffic. You think Highway 33 is something? Try 5 lanes of traffic. Opal had been a hairdresser, and Mr. Rush, prior to his death, was a barber. Opal shared fond stories of their life. They experienced many hard times, and God always provided. She loved to tell me the story about the time when Montgomery Ward threatened to repossess their refrigerator because they were behind on their payments. She told me, if you trust God, he will provide. And he did. She would tell me over and over and over about God's faithfulness. Opal would always say, you can't outgive God. At 89 years old, she decided to take her life savings and pay off the mortgage for the Tampa Church building. She didn't want money to be spent on the mortgage payment. She wanted the church gifts to go towards outreach to reach the lost in the city. At that time, I was 38 years old, and I couldn't understand someone having such faith that Opal would take her life savings at that age to pay off the mortgage of the church building. Opal Rush was a true woman of God, and through her loving counsel, week after week, she taught me God's faithfulness, and she taught me generosity. Opal also taught me to tithe. I moved home in 1999 under a clear directive from the wonderful counselor to move home. Take care of your mother. However, at the time, Mom was happily married, and nothing was wrong with her health. The wonderful counselor knew the future. He called me home, and I obeyed. I moved home in June 1999, and in October 1999, I remember seeing Mom and Earl walk into the sanctuary of the Harrisonburg Church of the Nazarene, and I began to cry. Mom had never attended church with me. It was a major God moment in my life. What an amazing journey walking with Mom and Earl and leading them to Christ. Mom got saved, and immediately the wonderful counselor began to transform her heart. Mom started smoking cigarettes when it was considered glamorous. Everybody in the movies, in the black and white movies, okay, back in the day, they all smoked cigarettes. It was the thing to do. Mom smoked one pack of cigarettes a day. God took cigarettes away from Mom. Earl died in 2008, and immediately following Earl's death, Mom's health problems began. The last 13 years of her life, she suffered with COPD, congestive heart failure, AFib, aflutter, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In the last 6 years of her life, she was blind. Although Mom accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior somewhere following her first visit in 2019 to the church, she had not fully surrendered her heart to Jesus. Miss Evelyn was a beautiful lady. The wonderful counselor helped Mom to realize that appearance was important, but it was okay if she wore her natural hair color instead of a wig. He gently helped Mom to let go of her pride. He helped her to know it was okay if she needed to wear a gown to a doctor's appointment rather than getting all fully dressed up. Even when Mom was feeling her worst, she glowed with God's love, and she managed to tell people about how God was seeing her through the dark days. The wonderful counselor used me to stretch Mom. Imagine that. Through his power living in me, Mom became interested in the lives of the ladies I was ministering to at the jail. Mom began to pray for them and ask about how they were doing. This was a heart change for my mother. I knew my mom, okay? I grew up with her. And in prior years of growing up with her, and even as an adult, Mom had been judgmental of people and usually always failing to see the best of others. So certainly, I got to tell you this up front. This is not a message about tithing, but I must share that the wonderful counselor changed my mom's attitude about generosity. Mom grew up during the days of the Depression. Her parents were extremely poor. Mom learned at a young age, you hold on to what you have and you work hard. Often I would talk to Mom about the importance of tithing. It didn't matter what I would say, she would always tell me, it's none of your business, sissy, what I do with my money. God doesn't expect me to give a dime because I don't have a dime to give. It's my money, so, you know, keep your mouth shut. Mom was afraid of running out of her money to care for herself. When she was a widow with major health concerns, and truly, she didn't think God expected her to give a dime. Well, when Mom came home from the hospital in December 2019, I remember our conversation well. We both agreed that it was a miracle that she was home, as she had been in the hospital for 2 months, and many of those days were in critical care, with the doctors telling us that they didn't expect her to make it home. I asked Mom if she wanted to bless God because he had truly extended her life. I remember her response well. This time, when I approached the topic of tithing, Mom's spirit was kind and gentle. She wanted to know what amount that I thought she should give. We talked through it, and she committed to tithing monthly. And get this, Mom began to tell others, "You can't outgive God." Woo! Wow! Very familiar words to me that were once taught to me by the wonderful counselor using Opal Rush in Tampa, Florida. Once Mom allowed the wonderful counselor to have his way in her life, she gave. And she would often tell others that that was the best decision she ever made, besides what? Asking Jesus to come live in her heart. The wonderful counselor used me in my mom's life. He aided Mom, and she was robust in her proclamation of the good news of Jesus. Jesus is the wonderful counselor. He's qualified. So stop and think about that name. What's so miraculous about the name, Wonderful Counselor? Why follow this counselor? I mean, who is he? Well, he's fully God. He's fully human. And no one knows you and you and you and you and you and you and all of us, okay, no one knows us like Jesus. So I have 3 points to leave you with today to help you to have a greater understanding of the name Wonderful Counselor and why that name is true for Jesus. Point one, the Wonderful Counselor is our source of hope and renewal. By the indwelling of the Wonderful Counselor, we receive refreshment flowing from within us that provides energy and satisfaction. Through Jesus, we can find hope for the future, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 4 through 15 says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. The Wonderful Counselor is our source of hope and renewal." Point two, he is available. He is always present. Whatever hour of the day or night, he is present. You don't have to schedule an appointment to meet with Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the Wonderful Counselor, knows us completely. He leads us perfectly and is with us forever. He is our comforter and counselor. Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised to never leave us, and he meant that the Holy Spirit would be with us forever. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Point three, the Wonderful Counselor empowers those who are available. He sanctifies us from sin. He helps you leave behind the old self, becoming less of who we are and more like Jesus. He empowers all believers to witness to others for the cause of Christ. Acts 1:8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. What does this mean for you this Christmas? The Advent season is a time to stop and reflect on the hope, peace, love, and joy of Jesus. Please bow your heads in a spirit of prayer. God calls everyone, his word calls everyone to respond. So that's me too, everyone. Jesus is our wonderful counselor. For many living in the 21st century, Christmas has become dangerously familiar. Is that you? Are you experiencing the wonder of Christmas? Or is it the same old routine? Will you allow Jesus to counsel every area of your life? Jesus is our wonderful counselor. He is the wonder of Christmas. Many in our world today are walking in darkness. The pressure, stress, loneliness, and strife in our world can leave you longing for hope and guidance. Jesus is our wonderful counselor, born as a baby, who became man so we could have a relationship with God. This Christmas, you can experience him in a deeper way. Invite him to be your wonderful counselor in every area of your life, and to ask him to give you his wisdom, hope, and his power. Today, if you want to respond by saying, Lord, I want you to be my wonderful counselor in every area of my life. I want your power to live in my life, and I want to be totally surrendered to your will. This prayer is for the first time believer, and it's also for every believer in this room. I mean, every day, Pastor Terry, I want the power of the wonderful counselor to give me his wisdom, his hope, and his power to be the person that he wants me to be. If that's you, all eyes are closed, but I can tell you what, my hand's up. If that's you, and you want the Lord to be your wonderful counselor, just slip up your hand. That's your way of saying, Lord, I want you to be my wonderful counselor, to give me wisdom, to give me your hope, to give me your power. Is there anyone else? It's so easy, just raise your hand. All right, well, put your hands back down. Whether the season is filled with joy or challenges, prayer opens our hearts to receive God's peace and guidance. Jesus is extraordinary. He's marvelous and beyond our human understanding. Oh God, we pray this season we are filled with peace, joy, and generosity as we share your love with those around us. You're the wonderful counselor. You are our source of hope and renewal. You are always present. We ask today that you would draw me, draw us closer to you, and remind us of what the true meaning of Christmas is. Help me and help us all, God, to allow you to have every area of our life. Empower us to love others well and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to be more like you and less like me. We're here, Lord. We're saying yes, Lord. We love you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us adore him.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and stay updated on our latest episodes. If you have any questions about our church or ministry, feel free to reach out to us via email at info@cotnaz.org.